AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden and former President Trump have agreed to hold two debates, June 27th, hosted by CNN, and September 10th, hosted by ABC. AP White House correspondent Zeke Miller on the early timing.
Both candidates have really expressed a desire to have general election debates take place before people began casting early ballots, which begins in mid-September, though there are some overseas and military ballots that get sent out as early as late August. But really to move up the cycle of when they debate so that more voters would get that information before they actually do cast their ballots.
Trump's hush money trial resumes Thursday. Michael Cohen back on the stand for more cross-examination. Senator Bob Menendez's trial is underway, the prosecutor telling jurors the New Jersey Democrat was corrupt, alleging he accepted bribes. But Larry Neumeister reports his defense attorney says Menendez was unaware of it all.
Because the gold bars and cash that the prosecutors claimed were found in parts of the home with fingerprints of one of these businessmen on them belonged to his wife, who he met in 2018. The lawyer said that she hid from him the fact that she was in financial desperate condition and was reaching out to everyone, family and friends, to try to get money. He says that the senator was totally unaware that she used these three businessmen to get the money she needed, and as a result, he should be found innocent.
Slovakia's populist Prime Minister Robert Fico was gravely wounded in an assassination attempt. He underwent several hours of surgery, and his deputy tells BBC it looks like he'll survive, a suspect in custody. U.S. economic news. Inflation eased last month for the first time this year. Sagar Magani has numbers.
The Labor Department says consumer prices were up 0.3% from March to April. The year-over-year measure shows inflation ticked down to 3.4%. So-called core prices fell to the lowest level in 3 years.
Stocks closed at new highs. This is AP News. A deadly chase in Delaware.
When Wilmington police went to a residence to arrest 23-year-old Yasmin Stewart on a warrant, she fled the home in a vehicle and rammed multiple marked Wilmington police vehicles before driving into Pennsylvania. After crashing that vehicle, authorities say she started firing at officers who returned fire. In an interview with WPVI, witness Don Scott said she was startled.
Next thing I know, a bunch of cops jumped out or whatever, and they had big rifles, everything, AKs. The guy said, get out the car and run.
Stewart then carjacked another vehicle, which she also crashed. She then entered a home where she was confronted by a mother and her baby before she took another car and tried to flee again. But this time she was stopped when officers opened fire. Stewart was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.